One of the Reformed Jews, where do they stand on this thing? So it came out, the Pew study, that if you include belief, which is less than absolute certain, which I want to include, 3/4 of the Reformed Jews believe in God. Again, about 1/4 believe with absolute, the Munish Lema, and they have about, they believe, okay, for this purpose, I think it's good enough. That criterion, therefore, is met by census. But those who participate in Shabbos, very disappointing statistic. Whether going to a synagogue or a temple, you don't want to call it, or lighting candles, it's about 10%. That's it. So maybe we can argue that the only reason that these Gedolim said in the early 200 years ago, you have to make Kiddush, because in those days, everyone knew how to read Hebrew. So if you didn't make Kiddush, you were a kofer. Today, you don't make Kiddush. They never heard of Kiddush. They don't care about Hebrew. It's a different world. So if the fundamental criterion is really belief in God, I think with Baruch Hashem, it's still okay. But in that perspective. Right? I just wanted to bring that result to your attention. Now, I recall a story from my Rebbe. I think it's printed somewhere. Reb Chaim Brisker held up Kol Nidre, so she did Mechal Yom Kippur, to raise money to get a Bundist, I think that means it was probably an atheist, out of jail to save his life. Have you ever heard that story? Find it for me and give me some of the details. That indicates to me that Reb Chaim wasn't moved by all this. Because that fellow may not have been into the Shanishma. In Reb Chaim's time, Reb Chaim lived there almost 100 years ago. So as I talk about almost 100 years ago or something like that, so it wasn't the fifth generation. It may have been he himself. His father made out of beer and payas. You know, that's how it was in those difficult times. And Afal Pikein, he said, this is because of the Docha Yom Kippur, because of Docha Shabbos. So you have to understand that not everyone seems to agree with this whole thing in the first place. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Faker, the Rabbah. Don't know. So I'm just wondering, after this, I'll try to find out, maybe from Rabbi Tversky Shlita, what Reb Chaim held about this particular issue. I gave him the Rappa Yerape for his perusal. Well, he hasn't come back to me yet. So. Okay, Rabbosai, let's now begin today's Shemir Shabbos, Kil Chassid Day.
Story.
Yeah, where'd you find it?
The Brisker Rav. By Shimon Miller.
I found it in Rabbi Rakhov's.
Which one?
Rabbi Rakhov's book.
Okay, so you'll tell me later. Just find out if any of the story indicates whether the particular individual was a first generation Bundist or maybe Kinesh Nishba, or what exactly he did or didn't do. That's what I'd like to know. What if they, you know, these stories are not always perfectly accurate, but at least we have some basis in print.
The way it's told is that the young man had been influenced by the socialistic Bundist
practice. There you go. I mean, you get a person, he grew up in the Cheder, right? Grew up with Payas, but it was influenced. Now, Rav Kook is quoted as saying that the zeitgeist is considered to be an onus, that the way of the world, the wind of time that blew at that particular epoch that was so powerful, took so many people away from Yiddishkeit, that itself may be considered to be an onus. It doesn't sound like a Brisker language. I'm as curious if there's anything more about that particular problem in that rendition or any other. Let me know, please. Okay, it's important to know. Right there, Abosai, we're going into the sugyas. They will be here. We saw a Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, something very important. We're going to try to go through as many of his Yisodas today as we can. And in theory, I would love to finish the sugya of Cholash Sakon on Sunday. I'd love to, if we can. I'm sure we can. And I want to start Cholash Ebo Sakon, which will, of course, be next week, and of course, will be after Pesach as well. I can't finish it that fast. But we will try. Cover whatever we can cover. Let's see. Okay, Pikuach Nevesh, Perek Lamed Beis. Okay, Savi Pikuach Nevesh is also Docha. Savi Pikuach Nevesh. Okay, let's take a look. Chazanish, Lo Mikri Savi Pikuach Nevesh, B'dvarim Ha'asidim, Shebehove Eilem Kol Zeche. Hilkoch, Ein Donne B'shul Ha'asidim Shvachov. I read that to you guys today from a different source. And he quotes Kovitz Igros Chazanish. That's very important. That's what we also saw yesterday. He tells the exact source where it is. He says it's in Chelek Aleph, Simon Reish Beis. I should write that down because it was doesn't say if it's full of typos. It seems more accurate. Almost no typos. It went over 100 times. This is pretty. B'Kiveger? Oh, let's take a look in Chuvas of B'Kiveger. All right, can I get that now? Let's see what today brings. And there's a problem with this, as we will see. Where's Rabbi Akiva Eger? Oh. Whoa. It has to do with the sugya of danger and contraception in certain cases of danger. Look what he writes as follows. He really discusses the issue over here, a very important issue. Ika sakona mamish, or suffix sakona, that would certainly be docha. Adika keiv etzar tuva. Ve'efshal tzar harichuk achas mine elef, the yitzmach mizeh sakona. The aft ain't anu donen also keis. Bichlal sakona, suffix sakona, because only, it's not right now one in a thousand. It may come, one in a thousand is going to come later as Sakona. That's not called a Sakona, he says. It's not really. Okay, fine. We had I showed it yesterday. Shabbos Mem Hayam and Aleph. Kedai Rabbi Shimon Litzvah Chom Shah Zatrak. Pierce Rashi Sakona. Whoa! Sakona, Sabbath Sakona, I feel he's a Doraisa in Chis. Why didn't you have Shimon? I told you this at the end of the show yesterday. Ela kochok the ain kan ato begeder subek sakana lahat isa bishul zeh. What happened? The lechanik alicht. And you want to know? They're afraid the goyim are going to come and hurt the Jews. The lit nechanika. Ela kevan dal tzad arichok his staafus sakana. Mikesh atatchak some. Okay, Rav Shem, this is a fascinating thing. If I get an impression like this, you have a person sick right now. Doctor, if I don't take him to the hospital, what are the chances he's going to die? One in a thousand. Yeah, call that soul. Because right now, the person is a one in a thousand chance. What do we see in the Magen Mishnah? Magen Mishnah said, Bayoletis. Not even one in a thousand die. He's still Machal Shabbos. Questions, Bashinu or not Bashinu, but if you can't do it, you have to do it regular. So how can a Bekimei go against the Magen Mishnah? No. Right now, there's no Sakana. There's a one in a thousand chance. It'll come to Sakana based on some future development, which hasn't happened yet. So if that's the case, we say that you're not Mechal Shabbos. That's what Dr. Rav Neubert is referring to, that line in the Shiva. I have to suggest, I don't think he's saying that one in a thousand you're not Mechal Shabbos. That doesn't sound that way. It's against the Magen Mishnah. Right now, there's nothing. It may develop a one in a thousand chance, what? The Yitzmach is going to come later to a Sakana. That's different than the 1 in 1,000 chance right now, Sakana. That's an interesting distinction, Rabbi Osai, which is really hard for me to understand fully. We said our opinion. Sien says it, and others say it, but that's how I understand it from Ikivei. Gevaita. Lo nikwe savi alem kein, sibas ha sakana akvayesh lefanein. Vehechesh ha sakana adayin einena, yichol b'derech ha-kakach, ein zeh v'geret b'kuach nefesh, it seems to be coming from Rav Unterman, I believe. All right, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, if the machla is there, it's included in pikuach nefesh. If it's getting worse, okay. Now watch this. Again, Rabbi Unterman, Gemara Kuf Chav Tes in the base. We saw it already. Kol shdava she'olam noag in lasos came below lachush mutter adam lishmar al shama psoan Hashem. Doshu be'rabin ki mashe katzu yad adam ladas tizar mimenu HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomer olam mimeila. Here's the corollary, which is not so pushy. Mimeila shdava she'olam kol shlom Hashem sakana. All right, you'll be together, sakana. Hear what's going on? Because we're saying that something that the Olam doesn't care about, Doshel Barabim, we say Shalom Shalom Hashem, even though there's some level of sakana, the corollary is that what? If the Olam is worried about it, then it is sakana and the Mechal Shabbos. And Rav Shlomo Zalman agrees. Wow. He quotes the Binyan Tzion. Whoa. Isn't this a typo? Wasn't it Kuf Lamed Zayin? Ooh. He said there's no typos in the sefer. I think I spoke too soon. I think it's Kuf Lamed Zayin. That's my recollection. The kol she'ato ein kan pikuach nefesh, rakesh lochosh the sakana. Maybe it's Lamed Zayin. I don't know. I forgot where it was. Hulu lava, azina basiruva, kol yani sura. I told you I have trouble believing that. I meant to this last time. I think it's the coolest he's basing himself upon is what's called Shalom Psalm Hashem. Because he quotes the Gemara about the Moch, that where Shalom Psalm Hashem is found. So, but that I just wanted to show you this in the safe. Now this is extraordinarily relevant, Rabbi Osai. Kuf Lamazan, that's what I thought. Now, Rabbi Osai, let's take a look in the Bir Halacha, Shin Chof Tes Sif Dalet. Ella. I'm going to tell you a big yisod today. Major yisod. I feel him it's a merutzot she'en yochel lichos ha'elo lefisha mefatchen, you're still saving. Says the Bialacha, Afgav is no shaykh al Shabbos achas, right? Lav dafka Shabbos, the Miri writes in Yuma, he can do vidui. Says the Bialacha, I don't need to do vidui. Don't need mitzvahs. V'chai b'hem. A mishpadei ha'torah nekom v'olam, El rachamim v'chesed v'sholom v'olam. That's it. Achayim shalodim kovid rachmana. Aside from Chal Shabbos Achas. It brings a raya from Tinoch, Mushlach, Barov, Enem, Yehudim, and Mefakim. He grows up, he'll be a goy. Because he's probably from goy. It doesn't make a difference. He'll never be Mechal Shabbos. Even a cotton root is Mechal, even though he's never going to come to show one Shabbos in his whole life. Cheirish, Veshote, Rabos, someone who's brain dead. Are you Mechal Shabbos to extend his life? Never be with Shomer Shabbos.
No.
Huh?
It's
Chaim Shay Yisrael. Chaim Shay Yisrael. It's the quote of Mishnah Berurah. The answer is yes.
He's a Chaim Shay
Yisrael. What? Means the lie. Oh. Yeah, yeah. So not Brandon. Okay. Brandon's not going to say he's dead. But we assume that he's a fuck fair. I guess where he's in a permanent vegetative state. Not Brandon at all. The neurologists say he's never going to ever think again. So it's hard to say Shomer Shabbos. I mean, it's the biggest Shomer Shabbos. Not doing any of that Shabbos. But I don't think that counts as Shmir Shabbos if he's totally unaware. And we'll, so what do you say? Pashas in the Berel Ochetz. Yes. Now, I saw a quotation of a shut. Maybe we can find it. I'm not sure if it's a lot of typos, but let's see if we can find the shut. I'll see. Hopefully we got, without any typos, we'll see. Here we go. It's about things along these lines. Can I make it bigger for you, Rabbi Osai? Can you see in the back of this? It is too small.
It's
too small. Too small. We'll make it bigger. Woo! Okay. Here we go. He says as follows. says there's someone who said they're not machal Shabbos because Rov is Lamisa. I'm not sure where to. I'm gonna get out of this. Disappeared by itself. Okay, because apparently this Shrus Yaakov quotes a Beis Yaakov. Now, I'm not seeing where the word Beis Yaakov is in here. I can't search it myself. But somewhere. But maybe we'll come to it a little bit later on. This is over here as follows. There are those who have certain chumras. And he says no.
Shuvas Beis Yaakov.
Apparently it's quoted in here, as I'm told.
It's third line from the
bottom. Oh, so we'll get to it. Thank you. Okay. So in other words, there are some people who say, Hadin Bor Lehefach, the ghost of Kachal Chol Dover. Maybe after 3 days, not. Because he certainly died. Look at your Adesh, Shin Lametes, and Beis. Rabbo says, it's not true anymore. It's so hard to define a ghost. A ghost is meant that his condition is so dire, he can't live, almost for sure can't live for 3 days. But today, they're machines. Question, is there a thing as a ghost is nowadays? Man, it doesn't exist. Put him on a machine, he can live in 1 to 3 days, if that's the definition. That's a complicated parasha, which you can't go into at this moment. Fine. So like this. Because nefesh chayshin l'chayesha. Okay, he says over here chayesha. Fine. Don't tell me ghosts is different because Simon and Misa began. Not chayesha. It's not true. He says the hefer says quotes a smack and a smack. Matzu chay. We just saw the quote over here. Rabbi Osai, it's right over here in Shulchan Aruch. Shin Chav Tez Dalet. What does it say? Afal pishin es rotei tzmocho v'ni yochol lichos kimaat mefachin ala v'mosin et chayisho sechus smochos hosam reish mesechus smochos a ghost says. So ghost is like chayisho toys is indeed enough mem dal we saw rov ghost in the beast of mechal at Shabbos but rov isi b'tshuvas beis Yaakov sheposak lehepech dein mechal nas at Shabbos ala ghost says against Tosis possibly against Tosis. Tosis is shver. Why is Tosfos Shver? There's a kasha from Pirush B'chatzar Acheres. He followed the Rov. No, he's wrong. No stira. That's a different story about Issa come on, Lessa come on. Now watch this. Go to Rambo and Atshuva. Chashin Chayesha. The Beis Yaakov says, look what he says over here. Asu la'ake b'tzias nefesh. Go ahead and move on. Tavare la'ake b'tzias nefesh. La'asos mishayin abokim b'refu. Asu la'asos. They would do certain things. They would chop wood to keep him alive. They would hit his nervous system. They'd put some salt on his tongue. These are the things they're not supposed to do. Right, etc. She did the mutal asoso. Of course, you're allowed to do it. And kaver the mutal asoso. Vaday mechal and Shabbos v'shepikuach nevesh v'chayisha v'hu borur v'hu borur. Now. I'm not spawning exactly what I wanted to see here, as it was quoted. But let's say the way it was quoted in the Hilchot Shabbos for Shabbos, not exactly the way it says here in the Beis Yaakov. I don't have the Beis Yaakov proper. I'm not sure if Shut Beis Yaakov is actually on the Bar Ilan. It's not such a that famous. But look. What was it Simon? I lost it already. Shut Beis Yaakov. Simon Nuntes. Yeah, we'll try it. I doubt it, but we'll try it. No. Okay. The way it was quoted there, here's a very important yisod. It is critical yisod. They're both sides. The way Beis Yaakov is quoted, although it didn't say it fully over here, is, look, you're not supposed to extend a life. So how can you be Mechal Shabbos? So even he, the Shvus Yaakov, only proved that you may extend the life. He never said you must extend the life. Here's a question. Is it possible that the following construct, you are not required to save his life, you're still having Mechal Shabbos? So the Beis Yaakov said it's impossible. It's impossible. If you're not required to save his life, how can you say that Mechal Shabbos? And the Shvus Yaakov said it's very possible. What's going on? You're not required to save his life at the same time in Mechal Shabbos. I saw someone said, Faker, you have to strive to save even every moment of everybody's life, no matter how bad his brain damage is or whatever it happens to be. Why? Since you've been Mechal Shabbos, and it's impossible, it's inconceivable, you're Mechal Shabbos, even though you're not required to save his life, you must be required to extend his life. No? No, the Shvus Yaakov is saying no. On the one hand, you're not required to save his life. On the other hand, if you desire to be Mechal Shabbos to try to extend his life, you may. That sounds a little bit unusual, but let me try to show it to you where this, in fact, is, I believe, very, very important. I think it's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. Let's give a few sources of Osai to demonstrate this point. You know, we haven't seen in a long time the Megillah Sefer. You get it for me? He's been sort of in retirement for a very long time. Let's bring him out of retirement. Okay, Rav Osai. He says it better than anybody else. To me, this is a very important yisod, and I have to confess, I wasn't fully appreciative of it until just going over just now, and you'll see in a minute how it comes up. Mamash Allah Chalamaz, I got a shout this morning, which relates to this. Page. Okay, not bad. Getting places. Watch this. Look at this. What's Pshat in the Magen Mishnah called Tzerachov? It's a different explanation. We went through this a long time ago. The Magen Mishnah says, watch this. Heyosu Masukun. If you will not do this particular ishtadlus, this particular attempt at helping the sick person, you're not a chote. You're not required to do it even on Thursday. Today, you're not required. He quotes Yuma Pedalim and Beis. Tinok Sheninala Befanav Adeles. If a young child is locked behind the door, Mutol Lishpros Adeles Shem Yivas Atina. Didn't the Gemara? And once I had one of my kids was once locked in the bathroom in camp. A little 2-year-old. They broke the door. They did the right thing before Shigamara. They were afraid, Khalilakha, kid got scared, you don't know. That's Emma Sapsak. Yeah?
And that when we learned Gemara, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
When we learned that Gemara, there doesn't really seem to be a reason given as to why it goes through why it's a chiddush to say that, because even though you can slip things under the door,
right?
But it doesn't end up saying what the actual.
So the assumption is shema yivas atinik. We're afraid that the child is gonna panic and who knows what he'll do to himself. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. That's what
the problem. Saying, so even though the Gemara suggests that you could stick stuff,
there are alternatives, right? So that's a question.
Yeah.
He might still panic. But look what he says. Watch this. Here's another idea. V'lo aminon she'ef shel karkesh letinok be'agozen. He slipped candies under the door. Atchi yaviyo mafteach. There's a key somewhere. It'll take 50, an hour to get the key. Keep stopping in Kit Kats. You know, whatever the favorite. They just maybe put some little phone. They have a video game to keep them busy for an hour. Right? No. So, right? So if someone would do that, right? Mi shevimos achol, eino shove miyadis adeles, ala mekarka shaltinik mibuchutz, eino nechshev shom en aldama shaltinik. Av shevishabes hutar, lo lishbo as adeles, kem chet stok en ruch shakal. He's trying to show our both of cases where you have, you know, halach is such a demanding discipline. But there are cases, Rav Osai, where there is free choice. On Thursday, if you so desire, you cannot break the door and sit in candies, take out, get the key. On Shabbos, if you desire, you can break the door right away. How can that be? It is! It is! How can it be? It's true, it is! There's another right. Kosa Chazanish, Yuvamis Kuf Yudal, Stam Tinak Mesukanu Eitzel Cholof. The average child has to have milk. Shalchiach lo meduva betinak rov royeh shenam al achilo. Not talking about a child going to starve to death without his mother's milk. And the meduva of it sheyesh lo tachlifim lachilo. There are some pursuits. There's formula. There's baby food. And she'en lo cholav tahor umuta lachilo cholav tameh tichisar and cholav sakonahu sheyoch alav lecholish v'chol choloshi husaveh sakonah. And therefore, the Shmir Shabbos Paskins, Reb Shlomo Zalman, a menekes that cannot nurse directly, often yashir, totzi, we said we saw this once, totzi cholav l'toch kli, and give it to the child, not what they call today pump and dump. I learned that new expression from the shadow last week. Pump and dump, because they're not supposed to, ancient lagufa, we spoke about that. No, pump and feed. Why? Kevin shecholav emu ha-mozun ha-tivi shalo, av sheyesho tachlifim. I always was resistant of these kind of arguments. Because another chazanish, you have other things, etc. Savasakon. Oh, and here's the point. Ubarer should be mos hachol in the weekdays, Thursday. Mish eino makbi b'kach. Rabbi said there are tens of millions of American mothers who do not nurse their children. We don't find the government coming out of it. Sakana. Child abuse. You're not nursing your child. Never heard of it. Ain't an action of science, Chayatina. Kula Meginla says, Tinochus Tachlif from the Cholof. Im Chesh Tzorach Bekach. I feel like Sibos Tzedonius. They won't go to work. Whatever. Kevan Shasik and Chesh Bekach Hu Rachok. So the government's not going to tell you to do it. Afal Pikain Mutal Lachal Shabbos Alzeh. I guess I spelled it intuitively, but he's pre-printed. It's a Yesod Nifla. Where did it come from? Called the Nichla of Chaybahem. Shedei Dine Atorah Lo Yuchal Lo Vishum. In the name of Israel, don't blame death on the Torah. You are not to nurse your child and Chalil of Chas is going to cause death to the child. Don't blame the Torah. You took the chance to go. Not take a chance on yourself. Shem Psalm Hashem. There's tens of millions of American women that are nursing their children. Don't blame it on the Torah. That's what he's saying. Amazing. Shemitzal Chiyuvi Atzal En Chayav and Lachashlo Vecholzos Habolachash Tzadim Vecholkim Ein Dinei Atar Magbilim Also. As the Rambam says, Ein Dinei Atar Nekolav Olam El Rachmin Vechesed Veshalom Olam. Now you know the Chaz Nishmet. Since he's also lenient when it comes to cholov. Now you'll say, every Jew can open a store on Shabbos. Open your store on Shabbos because after all, you're going to lose your panasa and then you're going to die from salvation. That far you don't go. But the having to go that far is this. I can close my store on Tuesday, go golfing, but I'm open on Shabbos. Busy day on Saturday. So there's no stira in theory. This is it. That's not included in the Lishko of Moz Neitzedek that the Chazanish wrote about. Because, you know what I'm saying? I still say what Menachem said. Still say. They shouldn't be having those quote shomrim on Shabbos in front of the shuls where there's absolutely people walk around. I can't, that, to my mind, to my Moznei Tzedek, it's not justified. But, there are other Rabbanim who disagree with me. And then most they said it came a different result. You have to respect other opinions, which I do. This said by me. What was your word again?
Crazy.
Crazy. I think it's a little crazy. Menachem is a good man. But the rabbi disagreed. I think it's a big rabbi from your town, Menachem, who disagreed with me on this. Wrote a letter supporting that group. I won't tell you his name. But he's much older and then wiser than I. But I still think, I'm still entitled to my opinion, I hope. Okay, fine. Rabosa, let's turn to the...
Was he just here? Huh? Was he just in New York?
He was just here last week and is in that room. Okay, whatever. Whatever. Rabosa, let's take a look at Simon Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud. Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud. Kol Choli Sharofim Omer Shum Sakona Afalpi Shu Albas Mibachutz B'chaz HaShabbos. V'yesh Misha Omer Shein Tzarech Mumche. The call b'nei adam chashuvim mumchen tzas v'safek nefashas lahakol. Amazing. Any klutz? Just he says, I think it's any yenta. He says, I think it's because of that. Yeah, any yenta. That's what it says. Pilei ployim. It says the Mishnah Berurah of Kodem Chavches. Hayno afil l'makash ene shokol v'mikol makom him efshar las say the ene Yehudi tov yoser k'mo shevi'arti v'bir halacha. What does that mean? We saw in Sif Yud Beis that the Rambam says that Mechaber says you do it through a Yisrael, not through a Goy. Rambam says you can do it through a Goy. We paskin like the Mechaber, as we said, says the Mishnah Berurah over here. V'yesh Misha Omer, the Rambam disagrees and says, Rofe Uman Shalkom Makom, Bekin, they don't agree with the Mechaber. So the fashion, the Mechaber's worried about the other opinion. The Tur B'Shem Ari. Al-Kei Nireh. The Yim'em Shalas Ayah De'en Yehudi. Yah Ayah De'en Yehudi. The Balav Ochi Yesh Teh Asdaf Yim Rofim Mumchatzim L'Chav Av Yochul Asa Ayah De'en Yehudi. Yah Ayah De'en Yehudi L'Chav Antzif Yud Beis. Towards the Machloikas HaPoskim, whether it's considered Pikuch Nefesh in the first place, then everyone would agree that you should do it through a Goy. There are two other instances of this. Shin Lamed Rav Osai, Mishnah Berurah Sof Sivkot Yud. Shin Lamed Sof Sivkot Yud. What does it say there? The question: a week for your lettuce in Mechal Shabbos, is it a week exactly from the time of the birth? She gave birth at noon last Shabbos in Mechal Shabbos till noon the next Shabbos, or no? It's 7 days. Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's it. It's up. It's 2 days over here in the Mechaber. Simon, Shin, Lamed, Sif, Dalid. It goes into the general idea. The Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot, and Yud, tells you, Lo Chashvina Meis Lies, according to the first opinion. But the Gros says, no, it is Meis Lies. And therefore, what's it then? In the last line of Yud, Shabbos in Gamkin, alone is diamond, the was Akum, last Sayyid Ayodo, you do a day Yisrael. You see here, it's from the seventh day, if they gave birth Shabbos at noon, the next Shabbos from Shkia until noon, if it's a guy, do it through a guy. Why? Because the Machlokas HaPoskim, what is considered to be Pekuach Nevesh case at all, in the first place. And the final case, Simon Shin Chav Ches of Cotton Samuel Beis, Mishnah Berurah. We discussed a long time ago the machlokas between the Rambam and others, whether you light a fireplace for any cholish for sakana or only for some of the lost blood. Okay? So the Mechaber says, cholish for sakana. Excuse me. Hikis Naman and Stanein, you make a Madura, even in the summertime. Sakana. Okay? Then he says, Hu adin the shar cholish for sakana? Who says the shar tzi and lamin vav? Bira grosh, a kola poskim cholkum ala rambam. Shemach, remember that? But he says, Efshad, they any Yehudi. You should do it. Why? We worry about the rambam, Shita. Very, very important yourself. An important yourself. So now we come to another important yourself. The bialacha simen resh ayin ches sif aleph. Reish ayin ches rebosai sif aleph. Mutar lechabes aner b'shul sheyeshen achol eshvekam. We know this. We say it every week in Bar Mamelik. You know? Don't we say it? Is that in the Mishnah?
Yeah, I think
it's in the Siddur.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Says in Mishnah Berurah Aleph. Rav says the pirush of Mishnayos. The davka b'sheyem shalotzi achol emokam acher ola hastir omi menu. Rotzalom adek kfiyas kli agabim. Ayin shom. Or they held tzol lecheder acher. Yilavachi bevada yoseh tov letatal muktzah bilav alisa kviyam. Look at Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha says something incredible. V'nirei the last few narrow lines. The Rambam b'mev shalasas etzah acheres levada yisur ika gam chiyuv chatas ika. Otherwise, yilavachi look me'a gemara sham b'yofen zeh. Ulkach katani potter v'la mutter. All the discussion in the Gemara, Masech the Shabbos, why it says pot. That's the Mishnah we all know. We know it from our Malikin, right? So the question is, let it say pot in that kind of a case. Must be it's chayiv. Because the Rambam holds this, lo hashen es trichel gufa, it's chayiv. Is this really the case? It's hard to understand this. Back to Shmir Shabbos. Back to Shmir Shabbos. Here we go. Mishachil is on Shabbos of Pikuach Nefesh. Turned out, he made a mistake. Either he got better, he died, someone else did it. Also mitzvah, and he gets a schar tov from Hashem. Shin chav ches, tezvah. Let's take a look inside. Shin chav ches, tezvah. We should like to see this in the text. Shin chav ches, tezvah. He needs one grogus. 10 people ran, and they each one brought a grogus. Kulam peturim. V'yeshem socha tov v'es Hashem. Doesn't make a difference. They tried to do the best they could. Each one thought he's going to be Rabbi Halacha. Ayin mishne brua, k'safti, d'mayim v'shekolechet choshu yaklan l'chaveru, v'mayim v'choli bo. Otherwise, he should just keep doing it. It's ridiculous. Right? But two uktsin, three uktsin, hechad eno bo, everyone should be very careful about that. Okay, that's an important yisod. I both say, this is the yisod. Fine. Adka. Now watch this. What happens if Mamish made a mistake? So Shlomo Zalman said, Chai Bahem, Lo Shemes Bahem, Mistabe. To call Masha also Bishvil Tzavit Begur Nevesh. I feel this barish ato, Mikom Agom Eino Choshek B'tor B'dvah Mitzvah Yosef Lo Asa Mitzvah. Which is chayv chatas, marsh psachim, v'shava potem chatas. Even if it wasn't bol. Who says so? Tosis pehei lefakeach. It's all included in v'chay bohem. Rabosai, watch this. Oh, and even those who hold the chatchila should do it through a goy or b'shinui, we saw it in the Ramah. They never said if you didn't do it to chayv chatas. No, he says, I don't know what this means. Efsher. The hosom shiny, shub the choshev ki ilu ein tzrichim klal lechavos. What does that mean? Very hard for me to understand this. Since I can wheel him out of the room, so I take the candle out of the room, and I decide to blow it out, some chayav chatas. I didn't have to do anything. It does for shogun. It's a chiddush to me. This bialach is a chiddush nifla. He brought a raya from the Gemara. Is that raya compelling? What's the Gemara? We say it every week. We should guess know what daf is that. I don't know. I know it's in the Siddur. What daf is in the Masechta Shabbos? Rabbi said, where is it? It's a Perek Beis that I know, but that's much I know. Every Friday night I say it. Here it is. Chav Tesem and Beis. Hamachabas Hanem Neshmer Mechnochem Neish Listen to Rechrob Shtuchol Shita Ishan Potter. So the Gemara says, what kind of potter? It should be mutter. Eve, the second line of Lamanav. Eve, Chol Shira Sakana Mutter Miboyle. In the Choshema Sakana, Chaya Chal Miboyle. Why says Cholish for Sakana? It should have said Mutter. It's Chaya, but it's really Mutter. Frank to be Alacha, no. He's referring to a case where he could have wheeled the patient out of carried the candle out, and said he blew it out. Rabosa, I'm asking you a question. Can always candle the carry out. Can always carry the candle out. I have a pili plurim kasha against this bialocha. What's the case where you can't carry it out? Maybe it'll take an extra second to carry it out. You want to fall asleep that split second. This bialocha bothers me. As he brings it right from the Gemara. Why think about that case? We could have wheeled it out, could have wheeled taken the patient out. Apparently, in that case, would be chayef. At least according to the Rambam in the Pirush of Mishnayos, who says you should try to do those alternatives. There were those who claim, I'll share next week, Rambam changed his mind. Changed his mind. K'chol l'chol davar. So we saw, I may have showed you once, I think we had it earlier this week, that the Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos says, no, those who claim according to the Rambam Tzutra, basically called davar, they were unaware of the Pirush of Mishnayos and Rambam in the Pirush of Mishnayos. So I saw something that changed his mind. Hard for you to say that, but that is what's in print. It's a tough question. I don't know, but this answer I don't really understand. Hashem shining mishum shachoshev kila ain't tzrich l'klal l'chavos. What does that mean? Difference if you don't have to do it at all, or if you can do it through a goy or a shini or less than a shi or other case. I don't understand the svara, frankly. I'm just giving you my problem. I have no solution. If you have a solution, let me know. Rabosai, in Simen Shin Chof Ches Sif Yud, take a look. We were there before. V'yesh Omer Davki Yisraelim Avastam Einim Yehudim She'einan Rofim Lo Machzakin El Osim Gibbekin. Stops. Not even a Yisrael and not even a doctor. We don't really listen to him. No one listen. Why? Mr. Ruach of Tess. The Israelim came to Mitzuba al Shabbos over the Chalalo. Vadei somech al Hamcha also. Because you understand what Shabbos is. You understand what Shabbos is. So you're sensitive to Shabbos. Then, you know, when you say something, we'll take it into account. Let me show you one before I forget. Shemir Shabbos talks about this much later. We'll come back. Mem. He has 10 prakim in a row, all about chol. The last 10 prakim was the safer. Look what he says. You should ask a doctor, because you never know. Watch this. What about the credibility of a doctor? We just saw, do you believe a doctor? But there were those who said that Rofim Nochim Shalanu are considered a mumche, because they have to follow, they have to pass the boards. Nisaron Aide Chokam Memshalah, the Mokam Malchus. Comes to Pharisee Straw, not so sure. Yes, the Shazar Vidavar. To the call, holy cow, Omim Tamashi Sakim. They don't care about Shabbos. The smallest thing is even before malpractice, Rabosa. After malpractice, any mashu, dangerous, they're afraid of being sued. Who had been beroved from Mechalei Shabbos, the Bizdon, Liba, Meyatz, and Chimat, oh, Yosel, Adiach, Meyakl. They're worse than the Goyim, it says. It's talking about the Pharisee Yisrael's time. When did he live? Rabbi Kivega's time. He lived 200 years ago. So already then, the non-frum doctors were it's nothing, it's not, because they would. I'm just saying what it says over here. I'm just telling what it says. Fine, let's go back to where we came from. Where were we before? Let's go back to the page numbers. Okay. This is Perek Mem. We're really fundamentally in Perek Lamed Beis. We just took a digression to show you that. Let me show you what it says in Perek Lamed Beis, another important yesod in Sefer Shemir Shabbos Kilchos. Take a look, Rabbi Masai. Watch. What if the Chola wants something and is unrelated to his healing, but it'll calm him down? Don't do a Doraisa, except for special cases. But the Rabban is you can do. Depend on the machinery if you can. But sometimes it is his very, very physical recovery depends upon his spiritual state of mind. Mechal Shabbos, even by Doraisas. Can you imagine that? Okay? And even if he himself didn't ask for it. Now, where does all this come from? Where are the sources for this? Shin Vav Sif Tes. Let's take a look. Look up the sources, Rabbi Sam. Shin Vav Sif Tes. Osir Loma Lein Yehudi Sheyele Chutzatchum B'Shabbos Achakrove Hameis Sheyavol Laspido. It's ridiculous. Avachol at the talk of Le Alma, a man is on his last legs. V'omash Yishkul Bat Krovov, he wants his relatives to come. Vadai Shari, why Vadai Shari? Why? Why? Kadesh Lotit Torev Dato Olov. We're afraid that the sick person who doesn't want to die without his relatives there, that itself is going to hasten his death. He sees his children, he'll feel better. But can I tell you a super secret? Don't say it too loud. I've heard at two recent shiva houses, that the person did not die until the son came. And they said, how's it possible? Was it 10 hours? Or they said he's going to die in a minute. The nurse said, I've seen it time and time again, the patient waits till the son comes. The son's coming to die earlier. We're all talking about cases where it's, you know, he's. I'm sorry to say such a thing in this one, but if he may depend if he's aware or unaware. But if he's unaware, this person was unaware. It was at least visibly unaware. Maybe we don't know what goes on deep inside. I heard it twice within 2 weeks in shiva houses. Twice. So I don't know the make of it. But also, this is what it says. You can do it. Okay? You can do it. Now, Rabosai, this is this case. As a Derabona. What about a Doraisa? We just came from there. Simon Shin Lamed Sif Aleph. We just came from there. Go back to it. That's the case of the Gemara. We started the whole sugya with our first line of the Maram HaKomas. The Gemara Kuf Chav Chesem and Beis. Yeshuvah died of the Oledes. Ner. Okay? Why? Below miyas v'daita the oledes mishabur gimel sheshruya b'choshech. She's not comfortable. You do. He's a doraisa, Rabosa. A doraisa. Says in b'yalochu madlikin tos tishonim and yuma. That's what's quoted over here before. Tos tishonim and yuma says afila ena meres klum. She says nothing, and the doctor chachama ena meres klum. It's still light. Can you imagine that? The doctor doesn't ask for it, the midwife. She doesn't ask for it. You do it anyway. Pile, ploy. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Because the Ran seems to say no. The Ran, Vein Osin, quoted by the and quoted. The Ramban says the same thing. Mialetas Omera Shitrichal in air. On a simple level. She says she wants the air. She wants the net. That's a question. But in certain cases, Rabbi Osai, in certain cases, you actually do a doraisa. Put on a candle, it's doraisa. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat, Rabbi Osai? So the Shmir Shabbos wrestles with this over here. What's the pshat? If I understand it, it's as follows, Rabbi Osai. Wait a minute. Even Surah Torah. Otherwise not. So you get an impression over here as follows. That the Tzorech, what he calls over here, Gufo, first can be physical recovery, then you'll do Doraisis. The Tzorech Nafsho, just to make him feel better, there are bonus. Frek Reb Shmuel Zalman, V'chimuta lo lehavi lo iton, Oh, Sefer Kriya Shenerif, love is not a shot. Can I see the paper? Chaim, you're not doing well. How can I help you on Shabbos? Give me Saturday's Times. I want to see how my stock did or something like that. That you do also? We'll see another example in a minute. Watch this. Look. In other words, you'll make his body feel better, even though it's not pikuach nefesh. Aval ein osim b'shul hagashos o hanafshis adaraisa. Tim kein, yemutu l'chalas ha-shabas amana ha-pepsichas radio. Lovi krovim b'mechonis to do adaraisa to drive? What, are you kidding? Nah, that's impossible. That's impossible. So writes the Sefer Shomer Shabbos Kilchos. If you were a guy, you get an impression. You could come to people in the car. That's the impression it's given. And, Rabbi Osai, it's important to understand, is it only Amir Lenachri that you make a lot over here? Or you even make it on a Din Derabbanan for Yisrael? So the Vilna Gaon says even a Jew himself, based on the Gemara of Masechta Baba Basra. It comes from Baba Basra, Rabbi Osai. I'll show it to you in the original. It looks like it's in the original. Baba Basra. Kuf Nun Vav. Tos Baba Basra, Rabbi Osai. Kuf Nun Vav. Amud Beis. Watch this. Konim is Shimra Afili B'Shabbos. Shaiach Hasam Tiruf Das. Af Al Pi Shekinyan L'Mal Mori. You don't need it. Because Kuchsuv V'Chim V'Surim Damim. Mikol Gha Mitztar Al Adava. You know what's going on? So if you're allowed to do something, not just you tell a goy to do the Rabbanim. You could do a Rabbanim, because Kenyan is a Rabbanim. That's the Vilna Gaon's right. Okay? In this Tosfos. I have to tell you that we're going to bring out of retirement also the Orchos Shabbos. Can you get it for me? Orcha Shabbos, you have to give me Chelik Beis. But now we did Aleph. Now on Chelik Beis, you have a whole long piece on Chole, which we'll discuss at length, hopefully on Sunday. I want to show you one thing right now before I forget, to show you that how important these things are. Thank you. Once in a while, Rabbi Osai, you can be called in to run to a hospital on Shabbos, even though you're not a doctor, and it's justified. You know why it's justified? To make sure that they're taking good care of the cholim. Watch this. You can do the Rabbanans, etc., what you can do for then he's in the bottom of his vows. Omna Mistabir. Shemi Chola Nimtza B'Moko. Sh'eimi Mishi Atapel Bo B'Tzura Ru'uya. Pa'omna Mishesh B'Dav B'Tzor B'Kuch Nefesh L'Vol L'Sado. Ez B'Shel Eschach. He's not going to be taken care of properly. That's the truth in today's... How can it be? His hospitals, his doctors, his nurses. Let me tell you a fact. If someone's on top of the situation, the patient has a better chance. It's a reality. I never thought this. I thought the doctors, hospital staff, nurse, intensive care. Doesn't matter where you are. If someone is there, they feel greater accountability. So therefore, they call you to come and say, I had a case just recently, someone who's never had a matzav of, seems to be irreversible, lack of brain activity. Not much one of those cases where, if you ask me, and I'm a chiyuv to extend his life on Thursday. They called the relatives to come on Shabbos and his blood pressure dropped. And they drove on Shabbos. Mutter. This is this case. That's what we saw before. That's why it's such an important. I was questioning myself. That's Megillah saying was critical. Reuven may decide we're not going to extend this person's life. To what end? And Shimon may decide we're going to do it. We're going to go drive on Shabbos. If you need someone there to make decisions, etc. Isn't that amazing? This is the V'chaibah. Darke Shalom Olam. That's the Shalom Olam. Yeah.
So then how about returning?
Return, we haven't gotten to. We spoke a little about returning. We're going to come to returning a little bit later on.
We spoke for in terms of like Solomon. It seems like this is more of like.
We'll talk about returning. Returning, we mentioned a little bit. But we'll come back. We will return to returning. I don't know if we'll get to it today. We'll try to follow the order of the Shemir Shabbos Kalkasa right now as much as we possibly can. Take a look, Rabbi Osai. Yeah.
So you're saying even if it's Moavos Deraisa?
Yeah, they drove. They didn't get a guard. They drove. I would have said take a taxi. But they drove. They want to get there in a hurry. They drove. Fine. I'm not here to criticize Rabbi Osai. Those who do what they do, what they do. Watch this over here. What did he say? He says, "Yaseo b'shino." If you can do b'shino, that's what we saw in the Ramah, and not the Taz never disagreed with. Says the Shmir Shabbos Klos are very important. Heard from Shlomo Zalman. In Olsay they shino yigalib if they call in soim shom shebeemes muta afilu kedarko im yeshmokom in lachshoshay they say he is a ikuf. Look at the Taz of cotton hay. The Taz said it with respect to a goy. The Ramah says do it through a goy. Taz says no, Jews should do it. But if you're going to do it through a goy, say out loud. If the goy wouldn't be, I'd do it myself. Otherwise, they're going to come to a terrible mistake. They're not going to realize, and they're going to chashon because the guy's going to die. And that's the run over here, boss. We have to open the Gemara today. Let's open the Gemara. Let's open the Gemara. It's that run. Pretty sure it's here. Let's draw the run over here. Maybe it's Mem. Maybe it's Mem and Kuf Yud Aleph. If it's here. Maybe it actually be in Yuma. No, it's here. It's on page Kuf Yud Beis. Kuf Yud Aleph on the bottom. And page Mem Amin Aleph in the old print. Vain, it's on the Makaros. Vain also draw low and then Ochlo and then Ktanim, Kolomar, Hadvar, Matrikh of the Cholish, Vesakona, Ain also Clyde and Ochlo Ktanim. I feel like Rabbi Yama Shema, Yomu Haroin, Bekoshi, Tir Bekor Nevish, Vain Matira, so the Chatria, they are Mukhi Yavim Mitzis, Shemiava, Davash, La Yimtu, Ochlo Ktanim, Luyasuchaz, the Shabbos, they Israel, Godo. You do it yourself. There's a Yed of a Kol, Shepikuach Nevesh Dochas HaShabbos. Shine! Okay, there's a guy standing right there. Says the Taz, you want to rely upon a guy. And there are some people who say, especially if it's Ein Zman or Bo, you can rely on a guy because he can do it, because even if it doesn't have, not such a rush. Say out loud, if the guy wouldn't be here, I'd do it myself. That's what the Taz says. Says the Shmir Shabbos, same thing with Shinui. Do it like this. Say out loud. I couldn't do it this way. I do it the regular way. Ad Khan from Shlomo Zalman. Now we come to the sugya which we started a few days ago and we just completely dropped it because we had to. I know I should maybe postpone this for another time. Let's see if I can. No, we have to do it now. We have no choice. This is the sugya which we started talking about with the Balamor. It's again in the Marma Kamas. Take a look at Bosa here in the Ran Gimel Amud Beis. And Dapa Yorif. No, take that back. That's Yuma. The Ran Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. No. Also wrong. The Ran Zion or Yutes. If you have the old one, look at Dap Zion in the Ran. If you have the new one, look at Yutes. Tana Rabban in the Rif says, and Rafligin Besfina Poros Mishlol Shomim Kodam HaShabbos. Stop. What's this all about? Can go on a boat? Why not? The Rif is a whole long discussion. Why? Humongous discussion here in the Rif. What's his reason? Oneg Shabbos. The first 3 days he's going to be seasick, and after that, Kol Shlosh Yom Mishin Yivest, Ninu Asfina, Kot HaPos Kentilim, Yochugu Yonu HaKashikor, can't have any Oneg Shabbos. After 3 days, he gets used to it already. So the Dvar Mitzvah Shari, get the Potter from Oneg Shabbos. Oh, it's going to be Mitzvah Potter from HaMitzvah. Ad Kan the Rif. Goes up the page Chav. That's his pshat. Okay, that's one pshat. Is that the only pshat? No. There are a number of other perush, at least three other perush. Look in the Ran. Tana Rabbana. The Rif gives his pshat. Tosa says, Osu Lava B'mayim. It's page Zion of Beis now in the old print. It just went over. B'mabora is Afila B'toch HaTchum. Have like a shot. For also loshel gzeira shemiyasa chavashul shayotin. That's what it says. The famous Gemara. That's pshat of Tosfos. Okay. The Rach learned you're going chutz l'tchum. Third pshat. The most important pshat for our purposes is the Balamor. Next paragraph here. Aval araz aleivizal Balamor. Tamacher bein bezu bein b'mash omu ein tzorin al yoros al nishal nochim. The kulu makom sakonahu v'chol shlosha yamim kodem shashabbos kame shaptahu mikri. Where'd that come from? Who knows where that comes from? Because what? Havdalah. Come on, get Havdalah. Havdalah. You can make Havdalah till Tuesday because that's after Shabbos. And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you can't because it's kame shaptahu. And why is it mutter? V'nireh kemasne litchos es ha-shabbos says the Ran quoting Balamar. Looks like you're making a condition. To be Mechal Shabbos. Mipnei she'en dava om bebikoch nefesh. V'adin laharfesh b'midboros u'luchal mokum sakona sh'adam ol as l'chal as ha-shabbos. So therefore what? You can take, you can go on a boat Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Not Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You can go into the desert. All right, later on, you'll have to Mechal Shabbos. Too bad. That's mutter. That's mutter. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Let's take a look. Rabbo saying, open up the Mishnah Berurah, Reish Mem Ches, I guess to see, Sif Aleph. Reish Mem Ches, Sif Aleph. It's extraordinarily important, Rabbo say, for everybody. It's for everybody. All Jews, if you're pre-med, Allah has come of a come. So let's read the introduction to the surface to summarize it. It's a beautiful introduction to Mishnah Berurah. Quotes the Gemara. Harbei Tamim. Aleph. Shem Yitztarech HaYisrael Asim Malacha Be'atzim B'Shavas B'Bikuch Nevesh. Who said Aleph? She is a Raza. Rav Zerach Arev with the Balamor. Beis. A Goyal Dufrim. That's the Ramban. Gimel is Tchumin. That is the Rach. Four is the Rif. It's Oneg Shabbos. Five, Sofer Shalom Pnei Amayim, Tosfos. To the five Pshat. Ramban is like the Balamor. It's more about Goyim, not more about Yidin. Okay? Fine. Now why is it Mutter 3 days before? If it's a Kodah Oneg Shabbos, it's no problem. There's no Pitl Oneg Shabbos. So why, according to the other posts, can we have both sides? Kame Shabta, three days. Kodunfa, Bosa Shabta. You don't have to worry about next week, not next Shabbos. The Mechaber base passing like the Rif, but in Tziv Dalid, passing like the Balamor. Fine. That's the introduction. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah here in Reish Mem Ches, Siv Katan Gimel. Upos the Gimel Sheyishbos. Beinu Mafli Be'erav Shabbos and Mikodem. Tov Gimel Yomim. Asamach L'Shabbos. They have to make a condition. He's going to stop the boat. Stop the boat. Ol Shabbos Mesupik. Imiyev Shalo Lifso. The guy says, no, I'm not going to stop. Is it Ma'akev or not? Rov Achonim say, it's the Mitzvah B'Yalma Ve'eino Ma'akev. Long Sharatian again. Long Sharatian. Some say we paskin that like Rashbag in a tzarech. Aye, halachik Rebbe mei chavero. No, v'lo mei odiv. Rashbag is Rebbe's father. I didn't like that. Rabbi Nechanan says it right here on the spot. Okay? Why does Shulchan Aruch pass like the Rambam against the Tur? Okay. Not for now. So this is Rabbi said the introduction to this sugya, both in terms of the Rishonim, as well as in terms of the Shulchan Aruch. We're not done yet.
The Titanic left on Wednesday.
Sorry?
The Titanic left on Wednesday. Why do I know? Because in the Sword of the Family, my Elta Zeta was a Shomi Shabbos. He's a Rebbe in Olympia, actually. And he came, when they brought him over, they brought him by England, and he wouldn't go on the Titanic because he left on Wednesday.
What? His life was saved.
Shomi Shabbos, he wouldn't watch.
Can you imagine that? Is that story printed up anyway? Is it printed?
No, many years later.
Printed?
Well, many years later, when I was a teenager, I was Microsoft, so I went to look like I didn't know the halacha, so I said, what's the big deal? Did it leave on Friday? Did it leave on Saturday? Of course, many years later, I saw this.
See that? It left on
Wednesday. And I realized...
Titanic... You know, go on the paper. So find when Titanic left.
It left Southampton Wednesday.
We'll check it out. It's a good thing...
No, I checked it out.
It's a good thing that your great-great-grandfather held like the Balamor, not the Vilna Gaon.
My Alta Zeta also wouldn't speak English to his kids. He only spoke Yiddish to
them. That's a different story. That'd be cool. So... The Vilna Gaon, obviously in the Malamor, it says the 3 days are inclusive of Shabbos. So Wednesday is Mutter. Baruch Hashem, didn't know he was a prior Hasidish, he didn't know about the Vilna Gaon, and therefore he was saved, he like the Pasha Shabbos, the Malamor, the Mechavet. Fine. Rabbi Osai, remarkable story. Remarkable story.
It was Wednesday.
Left on Wednesday, yeah?
It was Wednesday.
There you go. Left on Wednesday. There you go. Isn't that amazing? Wow. Somebody told me, that the airplane that's missing, that someone got all, the last minute someone convinced not to go on.
There's
a whole story.
Right? I hope that's true too. some people didn't like it, but you're callous about other lives. Wait, is that not callous?
What? If they're on a plane now on Wednesday, is that...
No, it went on Shabbos, that plane.
Oh, fine.
That plane is on Shabbos. They can leave if you can go on a plane on Wednesday. I even have to go on a plane on Friday, which I've done in my time.
That's dangerous.
You're right. It depends where you're going and then how long Shabbos, how long Friday is. But I've done it. Baruch Hashem, I've never had a problem.
It's just Shusha
up there. I wasn't expecting to stay up there. We almost landed on time, Baruch Hashem. Okay, Rabbi Osak. But now let's have an interesting question. The Shmir Shabbos Gilchosa says the following psak, based upon this. Watch. V'yom dalav v'shavua v'elech osu lasos maseh sheketotzoa mimenu yivotzer matzav shel pikuach nefesh v'tzoa b'chil Shabbos. L'chein, if yesh shorach b'nituach she'enu dochuf, go nituach kal, im rak efshar adover, yesh lakova v'reishis ha'shavua. Elective surgery, Sunday. Yeah, so go find Sunday, yeah. Maybe I said it. Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. Says the Shmir Shabbos in the footnote. Reish Mem Chesef Al, she's a Raza. Look in other sources. We'll come to those sources later. But he's arrived from the Yoredeya, Reish Samach Beis B'Tazif Katan Gimel. What he says there? No Mila Shalom Bismana on Thursday. Why not? Because Shabbos is the Shlish of the Milosa of the Mechal Shabbos, he postponed. Before Shatas. And maybe they won't do it Friday either. To this day, do we pass away? I don't think so. But I believe that Rabbi Katz and St. Shlita, the Moral of Royals, to this day, I think, will not do a Mila Shalom Bismana on Thursday or Friday. Because that was the meaning of the Ekkas, to follow the Tas. I think you may have bend a little bit now and get mellow a little bit, but forget it. You do it Wednesday or wait till next week. Because I have money in my family, I had a Mila Shalom Bismana. It was done on Wednesday, and had not been done on Wednesday, it would have to wait till Sunday. That's what I was told. Okay. And the Shach disagrees. Let's take a look at the Shach. Yoredeya Reish Samach Vov. Let's take a look. Shach takes things inside. Let's see it inside of Osa. Shach. Yerodea. Well, what happened? Mila. The last shach and it was Mila. Watch this. Cost of a sefer. Berek habayis. Cost of a rashbats v'tshuva. A lot of tanya mafligim v'sfina pachos v'gil yom kor v'shabas. Pir shir azod the time of mishum. Shudava shiyev shlo ever l'chil shabas. V'nir kemas l'chal shabas gil yom kor v'shabas v'gil shabas. To be kind of shlomo the also love a ger. Okay, ger. B'yom chamishi. The shliyav gil the milas of v'shabas v'tzor l'chal all of v'shabas. V'chein tinov shecholav v'nitzrabei b'yom hei v'shabas. Mamtinin lo ad lemochor. Lemochor? Friday? Yeah. The shlishi nivilas will be on Sunday. The shlishi, yeah. Pasuk in Chumash, right? The yibay yomash should be also in Kalam, the Pasha Vayishla. Shechem. Ein dvarav nirin. Says in Shas, Yutes, all day my fling of the Sfina. Hayla dafka the dvar reshus. Abla dvar mitzvah shaper dami. Before you saw the Gemara. Who must come call up Pasukim? Resh mem ches. Ein lecha mitzvah gedola mizu. Mila's Karis, the biggest mitzvah in the world. The old, the Rashbats hold, the old Machal and Shabbos, B'shlish the Mila, the Yom Gimel Dafka, the Lekon and Lechein, therefore he's about to do it on Friday, but the Magad Mishnah says in Perek Beis, the Shabbos, says Mefarsh, Shem Ramban Rashba, Shekol Shkei B'yom Sheni, Machalin, and both say, even Shlishi, Kol Shkei Sheni, V'chein Kosov, Rambam, Pirish, Mishnah, Partanu, Rashi, Perek Rabbi Akiva, Im Kein, and Starach Lomar, the Mila Shalom is Mana, Shechal, Behei, B'Shabbos, Nitchad Yachar Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Katzin said. Wait till Sunday. V'zeh Yevshar. Why is it Yevshar? The Yom Kain hold it down the paragraph of Lezit Mila. Kot Nimo Leches, etc. El Yud Beis, El Pachos Lo Yoseh. No, Ben HaShvosh, V'chal B'Sheni, V'yom T'Shnei Rosh Hashanah. V'nei HaShabbos, El Yud Beis. No! It's even Tesvov. How's that? Hechad V'chal Sheni, Shnei Yom T'Shnei Rosh Hashanah, B'Gimel V'Dalem. The Havale Yud Beis Behei. For us, the Mula Behei came with Lohavi Bismana. The Yitzchel Shabbos, Vachakach Nitzchel Yom Aleph, 15 days later. Halavale, the Afil Emilish Lo Bismana, Sharbi Yom Hei. That's what he says. What's the Raya? Is the Mishnah tells you how late a Brit Mila can be? How late can it be? It can be up to the 12th day. If I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen Shlita made a bris on the 12th day. What happened? His son was born in Ben HaShemashis. Ben HaShemashis. Ben HaShemashis. Let me get this straight. Pesach was on Thursday. He was born Ben HaShemashis of the previous Wednesday going into Thursday. So he couldn't do the bris on what might have been the 8th day, Wednesday, or Thursday, because it may have been the 9th day, or Friday, which is the Sheni, or Shabbos, which was Shabbos. He did it on Sunday. I was at the bris, right here. Bris is on Sunday, on Bais Medrash. 12th day. That's not in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah only has Rosh Hashanah, because they only have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in Israel. That's another Mishnah Goldius. But say, says the Shach, but if this Tashbetz is correct, whoa, way past that. What will happen if that Thursday, Rosh Hashanah will be Tuesday or Wednesday, so you'll do the bris on Thursday, right? No, Thursday is you can't do it because it's Shlosh Limid also. So there'll be a case where someone was born in Ben HaShemashis between Monday and Tuesday, and do the bris the following Sunday. Doesn't mention that, so it can't be right. Ad Khan, the words of the Shach. Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. Okay. Fine. The question will be, let's take the Magen Avraham, talks about this also. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Shin Lamed Aleph. Take a look. Shin Lamed Aleph, the end of Sukkot and Lamed Gimel. Shin Lamed Aleph, the end of Sivkaton Lamed Gimel. Tinek Shechov Nisrabi, also at Tashbait, Lemuel Yom Chamishi. The Shemi Tzarbo Lechal Shabbos Al Yom Shlish Limilasa. Shach Yeredea, Mogan Avraham Matirin, Emachmis Nesamitz. Now, the Mogan Avraham is right over here. It's Simon Shin Lamed Aleph from Bosai. Shin Lamed Aleph is a Mogan Avraham. Let's take a look and see what it says. Sivkot and Tess. But he said a different part. Watch. Rash Beitz. Leimul b'yom hei. Shemisal l'chal Shabbos. Yom Gil. Ramesh Mekash b'sfina. Afiyom. Kosa v'rabach. L'dvarav afiyom dalen osu. Yom dalen osu. V'lin nire d'shori. V'chein ha'minik poshet v'konstantina. Av'yom hei v'av no hisa. Now the question, of course, becomes: Ad contest Agdol. Why is Yom Dalet Mutter? For two reasons: either the Gra holds against the Titanic story that Wednesday is not a problem, only Gimel Yom including Shabbos. But I'll show you the Gra in a minute. And the other reason is because it's past Shishin Milaso. It's not to worry about. Look at the Shach on the Tas. But they need him as Man Hazeh Shane Rochson. Also, they used to. You have to see that Mitzvah next week. That's the other one I asked you to see. The Ran Nun Gimel Lachuf Mem Ches. It's the same line in the Makoros. He used to wash the baby before the bris without water, after bris without water, or if the water after it's spilled out before, do you do the bris and worry about it later or not? Balamon Rabban fight about that one also. Okay, we'll get to it. So we don't want Lo Shia Klal Shechal Shabbos and the Srasha B'Dra Mitzvah. Leadati la makos the draw of Yom Dalet also. Tak shemal of Yom Dalet chayom revi b'shabbos lekel mechash. Aber b'svina le olam ikel mechash l'sakana. Okay, so he doesn't send the Wednesday part. Fine. Rabbi, also the question of course becomes, what's pshat in the Tashbeis? So where is the Tashbeis? Yeah, they give you the exact Maram Malkam. Do you have it? In the Mishmur, you have Mishmur Hashem, you have the exact source. Oh, and Sivkon Lamed Aleph also about Tashbeis. Oh, I want you to the Grofer. I have 20 things to show you. Oh yeah, yeah. We have 3 minutes. Maybe we'll do a 3-minute drill. Let's see if we can do it. If we can do both. If we can do both, I don't know if we can do both. Let's take a look and see if we can get both done. Where is the Gra? Let's see. Link. We'll try double links over here. Now let's. I'm trying to do this fast. You get me to touch base while I look for the girl, if you don't mind. Your edition should have it. This is an Reish Mem Ches. I want to show that one. You'll get it the Titanic, I tell you. Even on Wednesday, Af Bedalit Titanic. He could have gotten on. V'chein hayav tosefta. Have you a Rasha? V'shamim Af Bervi. V'chein b'Rishami v'Rash b'Sham. And Rafligin be'Gav Yamagadol. Lo be'Rav Shabbos. Lo be'Hey b'Shabbos. V'Sham I say even Bedalit. V'Silamatir. How do you like that? Could have gotten on. Baruch Hashem, you didn't know about the Gra. Okay. What's Tash Beitz?
Chelek Aleph, Simen Chaf Aleph.
This is our last thing for today. I think it's called Tash Beitz. Yeah, the last one, alphabetical. Chelek Aleph, Simen Chaf Aleph.
Yeah, Chaf Aleph.
This is our last thing for today. Just see if we can find over here. goes to the whole thing of Mafsidik L'Svina. Huadin L'Tinok Shecholav V'Nitzrapim V'Chamishi B'Shabbos. V'Yesh L'Mol V'Chad B'Shabbos. Shemamtina Lo Ad L'Mochor. Kadesh Shal Yochlu L'Molo V'Zmano. He's the one that says it. Mikan Ne'os Lo Ad V'Chamishi. Right? Tina Shecholav. He's the first source. The question is why? It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, Rav Osa. That was the kasha that the Shach asked against the Tashbeis. It's a mitzvah. What's the answer to this question? It says, finding it. So I'll give you an assignment. You look it up on your screen. I don't have time. We should end on time. Somewhere in here, there's a phrase which is interpreted to mean, what mitzvah? Do the mitzvah on Sunday. Do the mitzvah on Sunday. The case of the mitzvah we're describing in our sugya, and after you test them in Aleph, a mitzvah, if you don't do it now, you won't have a chance to do it anymore. That's shot here, but I can't find it now. We'll have to stop. It's a bit late. On Sunday, we'll continue with this. Please find it for me Sunday if you can. Such a svara. Again, Sunday, she is regular time. It's impossible. No way. Sunday and Monday, I guess. At least part of Monday, we'll do it by Chodesh. If I have a chance, though, I'll give you Mara Makomis for Monday. Has anyone, have you finished with these so far? Almost finished? Almost done. Either Monday or the latest Tuesday, the new Mara Makomis. We have to use the time for Pesach as wisely as we can. Since there were very few questions this Thursday, next Thursday we'll devote to more questions for Pesach. But if you have some questions, we can't wait till Thursday. Ask it earlier in the week. I have no choice. I'm halakhically bound to answer. Okay.